and 664.
Request of Charles Johnson to address council regarding ransom and extortion near vacant lot.
Good morning.
Good morning, commissioners. For the record, my name is Charles Johnson, and obviously in light of the tragedy in Orlando, I want to thank you for your moment of silence. And I particularly want to thank Commissioner Novick for raising the FDA's excessively harsh and nonproductive blood exclusion in the context of the fact that what happened is 49 queer people were slaughtered by a person who should never have had access to a gun. We have two extremely important issues. Actually, even more than that, we have homophobia and violence. There was an incident of one person that came up on Facebook that was recently attacked here in Portland, but I feel very safe. Thank you, Mayor, for coming to the vigil on the night after the event in front of Embers and working with the police department to close down Broadway so that thousands of people could gather in community and say that we're going to do everything possible to make sure every gay, lesbian, trans, queer person in Oregon feels safe when they're in the city of Portland and wherever else we can have effect. The gun safety issue, I know, has been a long struggle, and different people on different, worry about one issue eclipsing another. We all have to work in the area that's closest to our heart. When I wrote this and I talked about extortion and ransom, that was probably the day that Miss Barbara Kite came and spoke to you about the property at 7707 Southeast Alder, where a beautiful historic tree has been taken down, and 12 condos are going to get sandwiched into a very mixed neighborhood of people of diverse economic background. I can't speak totally to the racial and ethnic diversity in that neighborhood, but there's some risk that with the projects that are coming, that the city will lose diversity. Occasionally, there are high-income people of color with tech money that depart from San Francisco and the Silicon Valley, but we want to make sure that as we grow the city, we have thoughtful and aggressive policies to prevent a white flight to Portland. We don't want a white flight. We want a diverse worldwide community of open-hearted, non-homophobic, non-racist people to come and find ways to fit into mostly our existing neighborhoods. As Mr. Novick always points out, growth is coming. Density will have to increase in some places, but not at the expense of complex projects like, as you may be aware, some people are calling it the Death Star, the yard on Burnside just north of the bridge where the window issue is. So many issues facing the city. I thank you for the work that you do to reach out and talk to individuals, regardless of whether they're able to vote or not. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much.